Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Oh, it's not over yet.
Still not over.
All right. It's not.
Okay. Hey, before you start the music up, I wanted to say we have a friend, Eddie Eft. He's a comedian. He's a touring guy. He's mm-hmm. the bingle bus guy. Over the years, he's been on the show.
You mean when the bus works?
Right. A thousand times.
That tour that he launched it. Well, I don't know where he launched it, but he came through here with it. That was a disaster.
Every single day a new disaster.
They had to tow that thing back from, I don't even know where it ended.
It was Kansas, so far in debt by the end of that.
Chicago or whatever, but it was a disaster.
Yeah. So he had another disaster the other night.
What?
He will forever be the guy that was on stage when Justin Bieber left the club. Oh. I guess he got on stage at, was it the Laugh Factory?
Yeah.
He gets up to start his set, and right when he starts his set, Justin Bieber and his entourage just get up and leave.
Oh, no.
So he's backstage, and I follow. So there's a few people whose stories are really good. For the most part, Eddie's are really good.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
And he's like, you know, backstage, and all these people are coming to him, like, Bieber's in the audience. He was like, and Eddie's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I can't wait to go out for Bieber. This is going to be incredible. And then there's another story. All right, Bieber's out there. I'm going to have the best time. And then you don't see anything. And then, like, the next story is like his kid running around. So I'm like, what the hell happened to Bieber, you dummy? That's like the worst story in the world. And he goes, oh, he left just as I got on stage.
Oh, that had to be, I mean, can you imagine? You're all excited. You get out there. And then the ruckus that it must cause, too, as Justin Bieber is leaving. Like, no, he's like, he can be taking off his clothes and running around on fire. And everyone be like, oh, look at Justin Bieber walking by.
Right.
So funny. Oh, I can't Eddie. Wait to see him again. Can't wait to hear that story.
We're going to see him in March.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just thought that was hilarious. You should. And by the way, he does he's, you know,
prolific.
He's got stories up there constantly, and
he's
his
got
daughter's
one.
Super cute.
He's got one of his daughter. I don't know if it's still up there, but she's like screaming in the back of the car, and she's like, and she's like three or so. I don't want to go to college. I don't want. And then he like just looks at me and goes, well, college isn't for everyone.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say.
Okay.
It's Orca's Island, not Orca, Vinny.
How do you say it?
Orca's Island.
Just Orca's with an S.
Yes.
Okay. Is it his own private island, or is it,
well,
did he just have a place there?
He was made of money.
Oh, yeah.
That was clear. Hmm. When my ex-wife and I divorced, we sat on the bed and divvied up the seashells we had gathered on all our travels. That was the extent of our divorce.
Sad.
It was a pretty beautiful ending to a great relationship.
How mature of you. They divvied up
the seashells. Wouldn't it be great if you could say we've done what we had our time. Now let's part and not have it be this awful thing.
Right.
Except that.
Let's let it be beautiful in what it was. And
doesn't necessarily go that way.
Let's consciously uncouple.
Here's some of the ways it can go.
Okay, here's some of the ways it
can go. The things people wrote are just awful.
So great. Thank you for sharing your pain with us this morning.
My ex is a bee, and I plan on fighting her tooth and nail every inch of the way. She wants half of the assets, but none of the debt. Divorced after 15 years, walked away with nothing but my sanity. Hashtag worth it.
Wow.
Mediation only works when both people have careers. Otherwise, one wants to live the rest of their life without working on your dime.
Well,
yep.
It's good work if you can get it.
My divorce was easy. I was so angry that I decided not to get any child support or half of his 401k. I only paid court fees, which was about $500. I told the judge, well, I'm not going to read that part. Regretted the first year, but now I'm financially in a better spot. I actually help his poor bleep now.
Oh.
My boyfriend spent over $4 million on his divorce. It took 3 years.
$4 million.
You got to have $4 million to spend $4 million, though, so he's clearly got a bunch of dough.
And the lawyers went, I think we can get him for about $4 million based on his net worth here.
Sarah, I love it when you sing Jane, You're Playing a Game. It cracks me up. You remind me of the actress Kristen Wiig. She is hilarious and very talented, as you are too.
Oh, what a nice thing to say.
Thanks for making my mornings great.
I love Kristen Wiig.
Sarah, once in Vancouver, go skiing in Whistler.
We're just still talking. It's in the talking about it phase.
That'd be a great way to cap that trip.
It would
be. That road trip.
I don't want to hurry, though. You know, that week, I want to take my time and just do a few hours on the road a day. And
yeah. Who's going to go?
Me, John, and Sean. Mm. Sean, John, and I. That was for my mother.
My mom supported my stepdad for 10 years and even paid for the majority of Monte Carlo upgrades so he could have a cool car. After he was caught making out with my aunt, my mom filed for divorce.
Oh, that's horrible.
She had to pay him $25,000. Lost the house, too. We moved into our grandma's for a while, and he lost the house because he burned through the money and never got a stable job.
That is a bad ending.
Well,
making out with my aunt. God. Way to ruin everything, buddy.
I keep looking forward to the movie review today.
What'd you say?
It was Maze Runner. Sorry, no one wanted to hear it or see it.
A divorce is often the single biggest financial transaction someone will make.
Oh, God, really?
People often cannot handle it on their own. The only way to know your rights and obligations is to see a lawyer. A good lawyer will immediately recommend you mediate and consult with a lawyer in between mediation sessions. Yeah, I don't want anyone to be insulted by the way we're painting some of these divorces, but none of us are divorced. We're only going by what we've witnessed and what people are saying.
That is correct.
And it does seem like lawyers are rolling the hours.
Well, when they see a mark,
Right,
I'm sure they're not trying to. You know, like the average person comes in and they have kind of probably a set fee schedule and they figure it all out and recommend mediation, but. When the guy with the $4 million, that mark walks in, you know, or when Angelina Jolie walks in, you know that their eyes go ching,
sure,
the dollar signs.
Their eyes, their heart.
But the average person that walks in the door doesn't have offshore accounts,
right,
and there's no reason to hire a PI. Let's just divvy up our crap. Things
our
didn't work out, and let's get on with our lives.
Right.
Why? The reason we started talking about divorce is because that Laura Wasser.
She's got
started a
website. Overeasy.com, and she's, you know, for what sounds like about $1,500, they'll walk you through the whole process and you do everything online. Apparently, I don't know. And I hope to never know. Jesus, I've knocked wood so many times, my knuckles are sore. Hooman's reaction, though, was the best. When we were talking about the divorce, somebody had written in about some awful divorce and he started screaming.
4 years, $20,000. Ugh.
My husband's first wife had his phone number under A. If the kids wanted to call him, they had to look up A-hole.
Oh.
So sad for the kids. What happens between the adults should stay between the adults. I hate when kids get involved.
They're often used as pawns.
I know. Only the very evolved among us can shield them from it.
Probably needs to go back to promotions.
What is it? A sheet?
I'm like,
oh, it's a winter sheet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you please grab that, Hooman? It's right here.
I don't want to do the whole thing on divorces, but gosh, did we get a lot of stories. I mean, endless.
Save some of them. I would love to discuss more at length on the Secret Show at some point. That'd be a fun topic. And certainly, if you want to tell us a great divorce story, Sarah at RadioAlice.com or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE.
510, whoa-hoo. I don't think the hassles of divorce are what's keeping you single.
You think? My mom was saying that if for some reason you're not married, Vinny, which we all know you are, is there a common law thing? Like a common law wife after so many years in California?
I'm not able to answer.
Can someone
question.
Look up whether how long Vinny has to be married to have a common law wife? I mean, they've been living together for 5 or 6 years.
I think at one time it was 7 and then it was 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry, she can still put the screws to you, Vin.
Yeah.
Or not, or you'll be together forever, happy as clams.
Common law in California. Although common law marriages are recognized, common law marriage in California has never been created.
Oh. So is this, we're the palimony state?
Yeah, we're probably a palimony state.
Who knows?
Yeah. Just don't break up.
You know, the thing about that in particular is that I had to sort of restart my financial life from scratch. Mm-hmm. It's my own fault. I'm not trying to put it on anybody. I know what I did and why that happened. But restarting my financial life at 40, basically, kind of has me on this. I'm not going to have any money to just give away. I'm pushing the retirement age. This is important that I don't find myself going, you could take half
don't
of
screw
what
up.
I...
Don't screw up.
You know
don't
what
screw
I mean?
Up.
That's
don't
just
screw
awful.
Up.
It's just such a horrible thing. And it's horrible that you have to think about that as you're thinking about, can you be in this relationship and can you afford to lose it if it doesn't work out?
I know. It's awful. And I'm always amazed by people who have 4 or 5 divorces. I mean... What are you doing?
That's a really hateful thing to be thinking. Instead of being like swept away in the joys of marriage, you're swept away in the reality of what might happen if it doesn't work out.
The what ifs. That's awful.
And what happens to me if I have to have everything?
Well, maybe you get stuff from her.
I don't even want to think about that either.
Well, you know, it's something more positive to think about. You can really roll her.
Oh, really?
Hooray! And split that kid in half.
You need a bigger window sliver. It's pouring out.
Oh no! It's absolutely sunny here.
Right in the little sliver between the buildings, out the window we can see.
Yep, it's sunny and big fluffy clouds. Sorry that it's pouring where you are. Hopefully, it's supposed to clear up. And actually, the next couple of weeks, from what I hear, it's supposed to be pretty clear.
Who has a Ferrari without taillights?
A drug dealer.
Even my 2000 Integra has working lights.
Well, someone could have rear-ended them, but more likely they just don't want anyone to see them getting away. Because no one ever notices a Ferrari.
So dumb. I see them on the freeway often on 280 and just
Do you?
I don't... Even if you got money, it's so weird to drive around in something that's $200,000.
Yeah. Something advertising it.
I saw one broke down on the freeway yesterday, and I just went, I didn't say but I went,
in your head you did.
No, I just went, aw. I bet you didn't think that was going to happen to you today, buddy.
Doesn't matter who you are or what you're driving, it sucks to be on the side of the road.
It sure does.
Thanks for the information about putting heads on porn scenes. I just created a video with Yuzette's head on Christy Canyon's body.
Oh. Who's Christy Canyon?
You'd agree that that was a good choice, right, Vinny?
She's an old-timey porn star.
She is one of my regulars.
Oh.
Like, I don't know a lot of names, and I'm not a big fan of anyone in particular, but I do watch her.
What's her name?
Christy Canyon. Oh. She's from the 70s.
She's the one in Taboo?
She's got to be... No, she's not. She's got to be 60 now.
At least.
Yeah, right. She's 51.
Oh, really? She must have gotten into the film business at 18.
Well, that's what it says here.
Yeah, she must have gotten
into the... Well, she's 51. I was 18 in the mid-80s, so she's older than that.
Yeah, she's sick. That's off by at least 10.
I don't find her very attractive.
Well, you're looking at her now. You got to look at her.
No, I am. I pushed in images. I don't think she's great.
When I was a kid, we had to eat Tide out of the box, says someone.
And wipe our mouths with dryer sheets. That must be a Tide challenge joke. Hilarious.
Yeah.
People are funny.
Lots of people wrote in confirming that cruise where the storm chaser passed away, that was a gay cruise.
All right. Mm.
He died on that cruise.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means
the
gay cruises know how to party, or does that mean they don't know how to party? You're not
supposed
to die.
It's just that it's a wild party, Vinny.
That's not the goal.
The gays know how to party, I think, is what they're trying to tell us.
Amen.
You want to know how to party? Ask your gay friend.
Amen, Vinny. I did donuts in the park when I was in high school. Someone said to me I couldn't get away because of my Chevette didn't go fast enough. I don't, whatever. That is just not a surprise that someone did donuts in the Field of Dreams.
It's just too bad. They had to ruin it for
415 says, in quotes, he'll be okay by game time. Is that not just the definitive statement on the NFL's treatment of the concussion issue? You were being sarcastically ironic, right, Vinny? I am dead serious when I say that is exactly how he's thinking. That is exactly how the other players are thinking. That is exactly how the fans are thinking.
The coaches, the owners, everybody is thinking.
Only his mom is thinking, maybe it's time to call it a career, honey. Only his mom.
Right.
That's it.
Only you are correct, sir.
And a lot of people, including sportscasters I watch and more, and LeBron James is saying, I would never let my kids play football. Mm. Never. They're on the record as that. Yeah. But there's still a lot of people who think that's the way to the riches.
Well, it is the way to the riches. It's a hard way. It's a way filled with sacrifice. But it's the way.
I always
Unfortunately, only, I mean, actually, maybe it is fortunate that only the tiniest percentage of people who would like to be a pro anything player ever make it that far. It's an unrealistic dream, and for those who make it, they get CTE, so hooray.
Well, here's another example of the pro football culture that always gets me, and it does hurt my heart a little, and it's when they say, that player can't stay healthy. And what they mean is he gets horrifically injured and it ends his season, but they're talking about it in a way that means for some reason this person can't be healthy enough to get on the field.
Yeah. Well, they're commodities.
His leg was broken. They bent his knee backwards. That's nothing about health.
That's not him not staying healthy. That's people making him not healthy.
Right.
That's him trying real hard. Just can't stay healthy. Maybe he should live a better life.
I mean, he's not smoking cigarettes. He had his leg bent the wrong direction. Yeah.
And we all watched it over and over in instant replay.
You know what? I look away every time. Mm. Every single time. And when they try to show it to me again, I leave the room.
Oh, really? I always look.
You do?
Well, the Joe Theismann thing I've seen enough times that I don't want to look at that. But yeah, if someone's injured on the field, I'll always sit and watch the play and see I see it. Oh, there's all that. That arm doesn't go that way.
No, I hate seeing that stuff. Ugh. I'm out of time. Thanks so much. We have pages and pages still.
That's a lot today.
Yeah, a lot of text.
Them.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll hand them to you, and you can.
Yeah, I'll go through them and see if there's anything juicy. But I, of course, you know, extended version on email. We'd love to have that for the secret show. We love stories. Yep. People write just crazy things that happen to people in their lives. And, of course, bad advice, too. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. The podcast is a secret show that we do in addition to this show. We'll be right back. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today. Hope you stay dry and any scattered showers that come your way.
Man.
Bring rainbows as well and unicorns.
The dramatic text stories that we received today, it's just...
On divorce, the topic of divorce.
It's awful out there.
Yikes.
Right.
Rough.
Oh,
going.
Run.
You know, they call it love and it's supposed to be all great, but boy, is there a dark side to it?
It would appear. Yeah, it was I actually hope that some people are inspired to write us long form. Tell us all about
the horror.
I love that crap. You know, I mean, on a text you don't send that much, but an email you can, you know, relax into it a little bit. Just love to hear and actually, you know what would be really funny? If you could get an email from both parties,
totally, like, you know.
Oh, they'd be opposite
they'd be
stories.
Just completely.
Well, that is.
The other person is the a-hole.
That is. Well, that's the nature of that problem is everyone sees it their way.
Right.
Yep. Well, that's all you could do, right?
Right. I know. It's just that's it. It's instead of it being this thing where two people just, it's not working out anymore, it becomes, it's that person's fault.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I couldn't get laid, so I cheated. Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. You know, I mean, it's always that type of thing. Like, well, you didn't.
Right.
So sorry.
You didn't hold up your end of whatever. Yeah. So sorry to everyone who's going through that, but you suck too. All right. Have a great day, you guys, and we'll see you on Friday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.